So we're talking with Paul Oblak from On Approach and Big's very own John Best. We're talking about AXFI, the big conference coming up. Gosh, is it like a month away? Is it exactly
a
month?
Yeah. Very quickly. We're going to be right at it here soon.
Indeed. Indeed. And so either you kind of give us a quick little heads up, quick summary on what's going to happen there at the conference this year.
Sure. I'll talk about it. So we're going to have you two open the conference.
Oh, good. Glad they were available.
Yeah, Paul was able to get Bono to show up. After that, believe it or not, we've got several amazing appearances. Elon Musk will be there, Bill Gates, and we brought Steve Jobs back from the dead.
He's
he's speaking after lunch because people tend to be a little tired after lunch. And so
did you have to use a time machine for that?
Yeah, we use this. Well, this is part of the time machine, but we also use this. This is the real thing here.
Cool.
So. No, AXFI is coming up. It's Paul and I, 2 years ago, Paul, we had an idea of saying, we realized something really important right away, that analytics was like rocket fuel for innovation. Mm-hmm. One of the challenges I have is I have so many freaking ideas that I can't decide what to chase. And Paul said, listen, man, I got that. I can help you because I can look at what your ideas and what their impacts will be and help you to really narrow that down. And plus, I can give you more questions and more data. And we realized we had a real good match between the two. Mm-hmm. And so we sat down together one beautiful day in Minnesota in his office, and we came up with AXFI, which stands for Analytics by Financial Innovation. And if you go to the website, it's www.axficonference.com. Mm-hmm.
Right on.
But Paul is really the king of this thing. I come in and I throw crazy ideas at it, but Paul, he keeps things together. So Paul, give him a little background on the agenda and what's going on there. And I'll run this spinner while you do it.
But John's right. I mean, there's so you pick any of these fintech applications, there's some great ideas out there, and they're all based on outstanding UX design. But they all need that rocket fuel, which mm-hmm. is the analytics. And so, John, for example, John's got Set It Credit, a great application for top of merchant or merchant top of wallet. And I think that kind of stuff, that requires analytics to make that application work better. And that's why this conference works so well, because a lot of these ideas, we can make them happen because of the analytics. And I will say one thing, Mike, I was at Think this week and the whole theme of digital transformation, you look at where Domino's was in 1980 versus I was blown away by their stuff, what they were able to pull off. Credit unions have to do the same thing. But data, at the NFL, the person from the NFL said that. Disney said that, and the guy from Columbia, all of this is on a foundation of data. It's not the only thing, but it's one of the key pieces you got to consider. And so that's why this is the only conference there wasn't a conference like this where we pull it all together like this.
Right.
And so, we're talking about blockchain, for example, right? Who else is talking about that right now and actually getting into examples of it?
Mm-hmm. And I'll actually be demonstrating the CU Ledger call center app that we just unveiled last week. It's coming out as well. So, but the big piece, I think the big piece of it that I see is that when people come out, we've got an environment where people can really get together and talk, and we create this open environment. All of our tables are round. Mm-hmm. People don't sit and just stare at us. They sit together and they hear what we're talking about. And, I asked a question the other day, I was talking to a group out in Wisconsin, and I said, Elon Musk created the rocket, right? And it's a reusable rocket. So if you look at what he did, and this is similar to the Domino's piece, it where space travel is today is, if imagine that you get in a plane and you fly to, where are you at the Think conference there? New York City. You fly to New York, and as soon as you're done, you land, they burn the plane.
Right.
Because it's a single-use plane, right? That's what Elon has done, is he's made it so that, those things that fall off, the booster rockets that crash to the earth, mm-hmm. those are worth billions of dollars, and we just throw them away. But he's figured out how to land them again and reuse them, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what is our industry's reusable rocket, right? And, I was thinking about that the other day. I think it might be identity, because that's something we just throw away and we create over and over and over and over again.
Right.
We burn every identity and just start again. Is it the analytics algorithms that we're using one time for a report and we're not reusing and we're not iterating on? Is it, our digital marketing? These are all things that we're going to bring together at AXFI. But more importantly, it's about the discussions and things that will happen. So I'm so excited. I always wanted to have a conference like this, and Paul made all my dreams come true. He really did.
It sounds like a fairy tale. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Paul, tell me about the speakers that you guys are having. You guys have an impressive lineup of speakers. It's amazing.
Yeah, we have we got Eric Berlow to kick off. He's a TED fellow, yeah. And he talks. He just, if you've ever seen his TED talk, does an amazing job of visualization, understand, taking very complex things and using visualization to understand what's going on.
Yep.
He's one, and then we've got Jan Estep, CEO of Notcha. So she's going to be talking about this. Their new. They rolled out same day payments last year, ACH. Sorry. Then we've got Neff Hudson from USAA speaking.
That's gonna be a cool talk.
Yes.
Hey, I think we're gonna do win a date with Neff Hudson. I'm pretty sure. I talked him into it.
Well, I think he's opening himself up for dinner.
I'm just gonna change that to win a date with Neff Hudson. Yeah. So
Are you gonna auction him off or something like that?
I don't know. I have to figure it out. I'm probably gonna use some software to do that. I'm not sure. But
But you know what else is cool too? Yeah. I think in the last 2 years, we've been talking theoretically about, wouldn't it be great if we could do this and if we could do that. We actually have case studies and practical examples being presented by credit unions of what they've done in analytics. And it's just been great to see the advancement over the last couple of years of how much has been done by those who have a vision for it.
Mm-hmm,
and so kind of, that's exciting, where I think the last couple of years we haven't had that. Now we're actually integrating them into the presentation. So a lot more case studies integrated into the talks.
Awesome.
And last year too, and this is super exciting, we have a new addition to the big family, which is Pete Sedgwick, who worked with BCU for a long time to move them all into the Azure cloud. And he's going to be doing a session on cloud. And again, it's that real world thing that Paul's talking about. This is someone who's actually moved an entire credit union into the Azure cloud.
Wow.
And he's going to have, we're going to talk about what that means. And these are moves that have to, these are not things that happen overnight. These are things that build over time. And we want this to be about roadmap and execution. And I think that's what Paul's kind of going at, right? 1 year, some roadmap. Next year, you see execution on it. And then, just as a follow-up, in my session, I'm actually going to pull a balance and a history using only my mind.
Is that like a Karnak thing or something like that, or an amazing Kreskin?
You have to come and see. That's the only way to know. You'll have to come and see.
Nice teaser. I like that. A nice teaser. So when is it? Where is it? And how can people get involved and register and get to it and check it out? Because the whole thing, the great thing about this is and we've been talking about this a lot at Think, and Paul, you're very well aware of it, is, 3, 4, 5 years ago, we weren't talking about this stuff really as overtly as we are now. But now it's almost our new vernacular. It's our new language. Everybody is talking about it, from the marketing department, from the HR department, obviously IT. It's affecting everybody. And now your guys' conference is like off the charts successful because everyone's talking about it and they want to learn more. So give us a scoop here.
I mean, I agree. It's not a luxury anymore. It has to happen.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad to see that. And that, by the way, that survey that they the professor from Columbia did, the 221 credit unions, just showing the urgency right now to get something going around digital transformation. That was great to see.
Yeah.
So the conference is starts on June 11th, so 11th to 14th. It's in Minneapolis, and you can find out more about it at www.axficonference.com.
Cool.
And we've still got some spots open, so feel for registration and. We're limited to 300 people because of the hotel this year. We're probably going to move to Vegas next year.
Right on.
But it's exciting. This conference started with 28 people.
I know. And now you're you have to limit it to people. Now that shows you what's happening right now.
It shows that just the level of interest is growing in this area. And it's great to see.
What do you guys want? What are some takeaways? What are some goals that you want to achieve at this conference? Obviously, you want to educate people, make people more aware of all of these, the blockchain and all this stuff, But personally, what do you guys want to achieve here? Is just create awareness for all this type of stuff, or have people literally start adopting this technology ASAP?
I'll jump in first if you're okay with that. I kind of look at it like this is, I've said this many times, when the water in the harbor, this is actually a quote from the great Darren Williams, who I used to work for at Westcom. He looked at me one day and he said, John, when the water in the harbor rises, all the boats rise with it. And I think that the best opportunity we have for disruption is collaboration. And it's our number one asset. Yep. You know, you're there at the Think Conference. Co-op definitely fosters that. I've talked to Todd about that before. And so what I'm hoping people walk away with is one, I hope that they walk away with new relationships that will help drive them forward. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Two, and I do this in every presentation I give, I always try to give people some actionable things, something they can leave with and go do without
right.
buying anything.
Right.
You know, I'll give an example. You know, I was talking to Paul about this. Paul, if you're a credit union, you were using your credit union credit card to buy all of your plane tickets, you know, from United, and one day you stopped, would your credit union call you?
No.
So there are some simple things we can do. We have to start curating this business. So these are the ideas and the concepts that come from these amazing groups and give us an opportunity to gel them in this crucible of people where, you know, all these people are coming together, and it's outside at the bar when we're having drinks after the time when people start generating the mm-hmm. ideas and all of that flows around. So my goal for the conference would be, one, for people to make more connections, to really open themselves up to this digital transformation mm-hmm. ideology. Two, data analytics is so important to your business that if you're not doing it now, you're behind.
Yeah, totally.
And I've said this a million times, so I'm not going to be afraid to say it here. It's going to be like cowboys and Indians. And if you remember, when the Indians had arrows and the cowboys had guns, and it didn't, you know, my family's Indian, they didn't go so well for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't celebrate Columbus Day down in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, my friend. That's not a thing for them. So I think it's going to be the same thing. One of the biggest threats to the credit union industry right now is the lack of data analytics, actionable data, and data-driven results that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The second biggest threat, I believe, is disruption through innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And the hope is that we can prepare them with armor and help them to learn what that is and go away with not giant projects that seem insurmountable,
right.
but bite-sized chunks that move them forward.
I
that's
like
mine.
That. Yeah, very
I
cool.
I also hope Paul? That they will, they'll buy drinks for Paul. That's the
other thing. I love that. And I'll tell you, one of the things I'm really encouraged by, a year ago, like the credit unions that are going to be presenting at the conference weren't where they're at today. I'm talking about 1 year. They were from AXFI 1 year to what they're going to be presenting this year. That's progress.
That'll be a cool timeline to see, yeah.
I get really good about, right? Yeah, it's just seeing, you know, they connected and they made connections last year and they got things going and mm-hmm. they've actually got tangible results to mm-hmm. talk about.
I think that'll be really relatable to your attendees because it's a peer related thing. And like, because a lot of these people are probably at square one or, you know,
yes.
at step one, and where these people, where the people have been using for a year or whatever, they're at step five or something. Like, oh, okay, this can be done. It's, you know,
yes.
it's not some, like John said, it's not some insurmountable thing. That's kind of pie in the sky. It's reality.
You have a community to rely on.
Yeah.
You can ask questions. You can fall back on it.
Yep.
Like I said, the number one tool we have for disruption is collaboration.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
And we have it in this industry. We're lucky to have that. So
yeah.
Gotta foster it.
Paul's platform's an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can share, you can have these sorts of things happen. So
cool. Any final words, gentlemen?
The final word I have is this is important. And if you come, bring your swim trunks because Paul's doing some sort of weird dodgeball pool party.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm not personally going, but that's what I've been told. So
dodgeball pool party. All right.
Oh, yeah. One thing for sure, we are having a drop-in band. So we're going to have some instruments there.
Sweet.
That people that want to play some rock and roll, right? We're going to have an open mic night, so
That's right up John's alley there. So he'll be there.
No, I'm done playing right now.
Oh,
really, all I'm going to do is direct.
You'll have your baton, not your guitar.
I conduct, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, we got a set list, so that's a start.
Oh yeah, we do have a set list. There, yeah. It's all Tom Petty and Bay City Rollers.
Really,
that's all
Bay
it is.
City Rollers. We're stepping back in time. I like that. All right, guys.
It's a Scottish band from 1975. Quick, what was their big hit? Somebody
tell
me.
I don't know.
Saturday Night.
Saturday Night. You got it right.
Yeah.
That's impressive, Paul. See, that's what data analytics will do for you.
Yeah.
Right there. He's like a computer in his brain. That's how that works.
It'll help you remember random rock and roll trivia. So very cool.
And also win at Jeopardy.
Exactly. So. Very cool. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for the time. And we'll put all the links in the show notes and stuff like that so people can get right to it and register and get out to this show where there's only 300 people. So you got to get in now. So, all right?
It is filling up.
Okay. Very cool, guys.
But also, you got to sign up for the water dodgeball too.
Okay. Yeah. So. All right. And bring your trunks. Okay. All right, guys. All Thanks right. again. Yeah. Appreciate the time. Yeah. Well done, lads.